CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Yes. You made it to Friday. Good for you. Yeah, you get to. You're a winner. Zama, 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 zoga, zetlaman. Yes, you made it. You did this all on your own. Look at you. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. You cracked this week. Wide open. Very nice work. Ah, it's almost the end of October. 23rd of October today. Right. What's that? What did you say?
Halloween is a coming.
That's right. It's your favorite time of the year, huh? Isn't that right, Leanne?
Well, actually, it was Thabo's, if you remember.
Yeah, Thabo Modisani.
He loved it. It was his birthday, and he just loved like horrors and being scared.
That's right. I'm just right down, remember to call him for his birthday. I can never remember if it's the 30th or the 31st with Thabo, so.
It's on Halloween,
yeah.
So I don't know what that is.
No. So, yeah, Halloween. Anybody going to any Halloween parties? Because I actually had a call with a friend of mine yesterday, and she said she's got this really awesome makeup and this outfit that she's going to do. And I said, but where are you going? And she said, I don't know yet. So she's got the outfit, but yeah.
My brother's going to one, and I hope that none of his party goers are listening, because that'll spoil the surprise.
Yeah.
But I love his idea. So his is a Finding Nemo costume.
Yeah.
And it's very much handmade. I'll probably be assisting him with it.
Yeah.
So, you know those long balloons that they used to, the clowns used to make dogs with?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not going to make anything out of them. You're just going to blow them up with helium. So they're long and straight.
Mm-hmm.
Take about 80 of them.
Yeah.
Filled with helium. Lord. And attach them to your whole body. So they'll be floating like upwards a little bit. And think of them in blues and greens and whites. Like coral.
Okay.
So you'll be looking like a piece of coral. And inside all of these balloons, you have a little Nemo.
Oh God, that is crazy. He's going to go to all that trouble?
Inconvenience. He won't bend. He can't sit. He can't probably fit through a conventional door.
No, I mean, how's he even going to drive there?
Yes.
He hasn't thought this through. That's a hell of an... listen, you make an investment in a costume like that. That's for, what, 5 seconds of people going, oh, my God, how fantastic. I've got to tell you, I know it's fun to dress up, and I've done it a few times in my life, but I'm not a big dresser-upper. It's a lot of...
No, I actually don't.
It's a lot of work.
I used to be. I had a whole room that I dedicated to dress-up costumes.
A whole room?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
I had all props. It was like a little mini fancy dress shop. And yeah, I used to be really into it. Lots of things. Like I used to take part in things like the Amazing Race here in South Africa, which was for charity.
Did you ever do like cosplay for sex? Like were you dressed up as something for sex?
Happy Friday.
I did once when I found someone who was just like me and also had, well, he had a wardrobe of dressy-uppy stuff.
So what did you two dress up as?
For that one, I wore yellow fishnets.
Jesus, you had yellow fishnets. That's a pretty extensive range of clothing that you had locked up in this dress-up room.
Those were his.
Those are his,
actually.
He had yellow. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And everything was good and well until we were laughing so much from what we were wearing that I lay back on the bed and put my legs in the air and laughed and I farted.
God, this is
with the yellow fishnet.
This has turned into such a sexy story. I'm so glad we went to this place at 6:10 in the morning. How nice. Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
You have lived, right, Sia?
You have been to things, you have zipped it and done it, you have lived. If I see a man in a fishnet, it's over.
Gosh.
Jesus, that's
anyway, enough about me.
Yeah, I've got to say, Leanne's sound this morning is fantastic. She sounds really good. Sia, your sound is very average this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about now?
No, it still sounds like we're coming through your laptop. Are you not using your microphone?
I are using my microphone.
It sounds like shit.
No. That's not good.
No. Anyway, so you got a bunch of people watching us live this morning, which you can do on cliffcentral.com, or you can listen to the live stream on our app or by going to the website. You don't have to watch. I mean, there's not that much to see. It's just the three of us sitting here in front of microphones talking. But, you know, you can imagine Leanne in the yellow fishnets, and then your whole life is much improved. It's very exciting.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, and Robert says, yes, we just started and we're on cosplay sex already. This is why we come back. yes. Well, we got a hell of a thing this morning because I woke up to this and I didn't know whether it was real or not because it's hard to tell. So Sia tells me that Katlego Maboy, this is actually his ex who posted these videos of him online confessing to cheating and to giving her an STD. And I thought when I saw it, I was like, no, this can't be real. This has got to be, it's got to be fake. There's no way this is real. Turns out it is real. And oh, holy mother of God, is it embarrassing. So,
oh, damn.
I got to play this for you.
Yeah.
Let me just play it because then you'll know what we're talking about. And oh my God, is this thing embarrassing? Let me just see if I can get this right here because I want to play it. I want to see if I. Why don't I try and share my screen so that everyone can see it who's watching us as well? What do you think? Worth a try?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
All right, let me try this quickly. Let me see if I can do this properly. Geez, now I have to open system preferences and a whole lot of shit. Let me just see if I can do this. Hang on. There's some, yeah, you know what it's like. Suddenly you have,
You know what? For the mess of the story, it's worth it.
It's worth it, right? Yeah. It is so worth it, I reckon.
Also too private.
Okay, let me try and do this quickly. So here it is. Oof, I'm just getting like a infinite regression here. Okay, so here it is. Let's watch this. Okay, can you see this?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so I don't know who posted this, but... Katlego, apparently this guy gave his wife an STD, which affected her womb, and she might not have children anymore. And then this is her recording him. Listen to this quickly. This is so hardcore.
Cash, I'm seriously, like, you asked me to calm down. I'm calm now. You're not going to waste more of my time. Like, you're either protecting this person or you're going to walk away from your family, your son. And that is your choice to make at the end of this evening. It is your choice. Yes, I'm giving you an ultimatum.
I don't get to walk away from my family. I get to be a father to my son every day of his life. That's the ultimatum you're putting to me. That if I tell you exactly what you want to know, that I get to be a father to my son every day of his life. 100%.
You are so correct, my friend.
No matter what, that this isn't going to go to court and you're not going to be trying to, like, exactly what this has been for.
No, I asked you to respect me. Yes, you understood that very clearly at some point. Yeah. You've destroyed my entire life. You gave me a fucking STD that is destroying my fucking womb and my chances of having another child. So don't fucking ask me about the ultimatum that I'm giving you because I have every fucking right to be as angry and to demand the fucking truth. So you're going to tell me or you're going to fucking leave as I said. It's as simple as that. You know where your priorities lie. You fucking decide. Yes, I gave you an ultimatum. It's a shit one. Sorry for you. You fucking ruined my life. So now you decide.
Okay. It's Nikita.
Huh.
Nikita who?
Murray.
Wow.
So you slept with Nikita Murray.
Yeah.
And when did this happen?
Thank you.
How did this happen?
We went out. We went to my hotel. To my hotel room. We slept together.
And how many times?
Once.
You're fucking disgusting.
Sure. So how's that, huh?
Ooh.
Hectic. I mean,
it's hardcore.
There's so many things to unpack from this thing, and I don't even know if I'm comfortable sharing it on the show, because this is people's private business, and I hate this about the internet. First of all, that woman who he mentioned sleeping with, unless she has given permission for this, she could probably sue the ex of Katlego Maboy, right?
We now know that. Now know her name. Of course, people on social media have now found out where she worked and what she did.
Yeah. Of course, this reflects badly on Katlego, but really it should reflect the worst on... You can't do this to people. I'm sorry. This is extortion.
Yeah.
It's out there already. So whether or not I share it's, you know, it's no big deal. Frankly, as far as I'm concerned, you know, there are people here who, I mean, it's probably reached more people on Twitter already than it ever will from mainstream media. But what worries me about this is, first of all, whatever you and your partner are going through that is horrible, that is difficult, you need to sort that out between you. You don't involve the rest of the world in it. It's just wrong. Because all the rest of us have to do with it is just gossip. And that's not going to help your relationship or whatever you're trying to do from here on in. If it's end the relationship or fix the relationship. Second thing is, this guy's a public personality. He has... You know, he has that contract with OutSurance, among other things. He's been on TV for a long time. I thought he was very calm in this video. I thought he was very calm. I thought he was he was trying to deal with a fairly unreasonable woman at this point. And he gave her what she wanted because she threatened to not let him see his child ever again. And then she goes and puts this out on the internet. It's unacceptable. It's morally unconscionable. It makes, in my mind, it actually makes Katlego look better and makes her look really terrible.
Yeah.
And I know that's an unpopular point of view, but I don't think he looks like a bad person from this. And I know he's going to get huge. I wouldn't be surprised if a whole bunch of his sponsors pull out because they're all pussies. You know, these sponsors, these corporate people think they can get away with all the good and never any of the bad. And here you've got a guy who I think behaved himself reasonably well in this clip and doesn't deserve to be fired by anybody or canceled. But it's going to happen because the businesses of this world are unfortunately a bunch of cowards. They want all the good. They want none of the bad. And they don't realize like humans are just not perfect. And I got to say, when they started dating, he must have loved this girl at some point. But she's just an embarrassment. A lot of people saying, well, that's the reason to stay single. You know, that's the reason not to get
who's
involved.
Who's the embarrassment?
Go ahead, Sia.
No, who's the embarrassment?
This the ex. The one who put the video out. It's an embarrassment. I mean, it's that's all it. Of course, it's going to go away after a week. So I hope nobody does anything silly like kill themselves or... Because you know people could do that kind of thing. I mean, if something's humiliating enough on the internet, they think their life is over. And then, you know, a week or two later, everybody's forgotten. I mean, you remember Malusi Gigaba's sex pics, and he was Minister of Finance at the time. People have had their conversations published online. You know, if I think about all the things I've done in my life, and I've done some fun and crazy and hectic stuff, if any of it ended up online today... or in the Sunday Times on Sunday or whatever else. I don't think there's anything so horrible that I would permanently wreck myself. And I hope, you know, Katlego, and I hope this girl, the ex, and I hope the other girl, who probably didn't even know this was going on.
Now,
I hope they're okay, because this is, you know what's going to happen, right? They're all going to be driven to the brink.
So, yeah, to me, it seems like this video is a couple of months old because now I was caught up into it. I was just about to fall asleep last night when I went onto social media one last time. I saw this and then I couldn't. No. But when I go on to Katlego's ex, and it's a girlfriend, not a wife. Everyone is starting to say it's wife, but they were just together. He doesn't appear on her social media anymore and vice versa. So it seems like they've been separated for a while. But the brother, it is the Kat's ex's brother who's the one who's vocal about this. He's also alleging that there's abuse in this relationship. It's already been handled or being handled legally. But in all of this, I think about, since this video, if we go with this idea that it was recorded months ago, no one was really expecting it to surface last night. So if you are this Nikita, who's the alleged, you know, side...
You probably thought this thing had gone away.
You were sitting minding your own business. Perhaps you didn't even tell your partner that you were, you cheated. Right. And then now you have to deal with this.
Not to mention all the fallout. I mean, you know, usually if you'd have an argument with your ex, it's between you and your ex, and maybe you'll involve some family from either side or a friend. But now it's suddenly everybody, you know, such a disaster. I don't know how things get out of this control for people. This is one of the reasons I'm single, hey? I mean, I can do what I want. I really can. Like, I'm an adult male. I can have consensual relations with whoever I want. It's just a bit of gossip, but no one's breaking the law. No one's humiliating each other online.
Betraying someone else.
Oh, Jesus. What a nightmare the internet is.
That outsurance. And so people are making that connection going, well.
Oh.
No, that's unfair.
Oh, that's really unfair. That is so unfair. Oh, Jesus.
Mm. It's a very heavy rotation is what it is.
Yeah. No, wow, what a
mess.
Need
a breather after that.
Well, C says, you've got to read that book, So You've Been Publicly Shamed. It's a really excellent read. And I suppose, you know, we've got to talk about this in the context of all these other people who've been shamed online. Apparently, he's not on Espresso this morning. He's been cancelled already from that stupid show. But then you knew that would happen, right? Because...
Yeah, I was thinking about it. And
have you reached out to him? I mean, you actually know the dude.
No.
Oh, you know, I thought you knew him. Okay.
No, he may be my boy.
Okay. I thought you guys had like each other on WhatsApp and stuff.
No.
Okay.
I like him. He does great stuff. We encountered each other a couple of times, but I wouldn't go as far as saying, you know.
I wonder if this happened a couple of months ago, I wonder what it was that made her decide to post it yesterday.
Mm.
I wonder what that is.
See, the thing is, we can't put responsibility on the ex because it didn't come from one of her accounts.
Mm.
Somehow, video just popped up online. I don't know from where. And then the STD part. Oh, guys.
Well, Sponiso says, I don't feel sorry for Katlego. Cheating ruins lives. And in this case, he's possibly affected her ability to have children again. Yeah, I mean...
people are looking at the fact that it could be chlamydia.
Yeah, it's pretty hectic. Jesus. Anyway, Brandon says, the irony was he was hosting a friend's live awards show last night. James says, scandal. Dogozo says, why are we attacking the girl here? She's upset. And she behaved irrationally. Well, she recorded this. You know, if you record something like this, afterwards you sit down and you have a think about it. And you're like, well, if I value this person ever again, I don't keep this as evidence. I destroy it. It's like an argument that I had with someone in the real world, and now it gets destroyed. I'm afraid you don't hold.
There's so many levels to this.
You don't hold on to that. When someone sends you something or you record something private, like that's private. That's the same as a sex tape, in my book. Afterwards, you destroy it. You don't keep that, man. That's just terrible.
Kat posted his statement at 12:45 in the morning. And he says, I was unfaithful to my partner during a very important time of our lives, an act I regret to this day. We are currently undergoing an unfortunate and painful separation, which is being resolved through legal proceedings. As you can imagine, separations are quite a difficult thing to deal with, especially with a child involved. In light of the comments made against me, I'd like to state that I've never abused my partner. Then he goes on to say, I have chosen to deal with this matter privately to protect and safeguard our child. At the end of the day, our child is all that matters to me. However, I'll leave this to the legal system and leave the truth to have its day.
Well, it's very adult. But you see, he's got the advantage of probably having a bit more experience than she does, whoever she is, in the media. So he's going to come across a lot more polished and calm and cool and all of that stuff. But, you know, this is just, it should not be something we all know about. This should be their private stuff, man.
Absolutely.
Ay, ay, ay.
I'm still not understand if he knew he was being recorded or not.
Yeah, that's also what I'm battling to understand.
I'm pretty sure he did. Judging from the way he looked at the camera there. And I mean, she's holding the phone up. She's not recording this in secret.
By the way, let me state, I'll be so pissed if this is a campaign of some sort.
This would be pretty damaging if it were a campaign. But I mean, they're very funny people saying he deserves this because he has been infecting me every day with those stupid insurance ads. Oh, people are funny.
Guys.
Yeah, people are saying, oh, there's anything to end the insurance ads.
Too soon.
Robert makes a good point. He did speak about some of his extramarital activities when he was on the show once.
He did?
Really?
I don't remember
that. Spoke about the Durban July incident with Lorna Maseko, who was on Top Billing at the time.
Oh, wow. He hooked up with Lorna?
Yeah, and they kissed, and that's what people pieced together led to Lorna's divorce. You know what? This is too much. Let's mind our own business.
It's exciting stuff,
man. I need
man.
A whiskey after all of that.
Yeah, hell. Well, hell indeed is correct. You know, Carol says, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. That's what happens there. Either Katlego had a filter on for that video, or he can replace insurance with some beauty brand because his skin is giving us life, says Jacques.
Oh, my God. Come on, guys. What?
Yeah, look at the upside in all of this. But if I was him, I wouldn't have missed work today. I would be there mixing coffee and talking about how to properly make your bed.
Yeah, but you see, it's not up to him because he probably would just go back to work and treat it like he has the press statement. But you see, the people at Espresso don't know how to deal with this kind of thing. They've never had any controversial shit happen on that show, ever. They don't... Again, it's not the real world, you know, and corporate South Africa is the same. So it's not the real world. They don't realize that normal people have relationship problems. They have marital infidelity. They have all kinds of difficulties that they deal with every day. And I reckon this is an opportunity for some of these brands. If you want to be real, you take this guy and you say, look, what happened to you is what happens to a lot of people. Especially in this country where we know we've got, you know, fathers who are cheating on their wives and abandoning their kids. And this guy's trying to do the right thing now. He's going through the legal proceedings. He clearly in that video would do anything to be with his child, which I think is to his credit. Sure, he cheated. That's not to his credit. But they can maybe turn this into something positive. But watch, they'll drop it.
May I ask, looking at the... five closest relationships around you.
Mm.
So actual, you know, people in a relationship, dating or married. Is there a relationship around you that has never faced infidelity?
You mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually think there are, to be perfectly frank. If I think about it really hard, I'm sure that there's some that I'll pick apart a little bit, but yes, there are. There are some friends of mine, and yeah, I think about my parents, and I think about my brother, and I think they're all solid. Hey, I think it's possible. Like there are these people who they just don't cheat. I think it's amazing. By the way, I had a relationship in my early 20s where I cheated, and I didn't feel very good about it. And I said at that point, it's not something I want to repeat. But it's hard. It's really hard to keep to your word. And part of the reason I prefer being single is not because I want to cheat the whole time, but because I don't want the responsibility of having to be devoted and committed to one person in a world where things like this can happen.
There's so many reasons for cheating as well. It's not always because you were in a lift with someone who you found absolutely beautiful and you couldn't help yourself and you kissed them.
Yeah.
It's sometimes for revenge.
Yeah.
You might seek it out purposefully.
Well, Bulelo says he would think the solution to this is to be polyamorous. Because in that case, he could have slept with his Nikita girl. He could have told his lunatic ex, and we would have avoided all the attention grabbing now. Bulelo being very considerate and thoughtful there. But sure, what a story to wake up to this morning. I mean, really, you know, Katleho is one of the few people who's really maintained a fairly clean and not terribly controversial image. In fact, I think I teased him about that when he was on the show once. And look at this. You know what they say in Afrikaans? Stille waters, diepe grond means still waters, deep, deep ground. There's a lot that's going on down there. Anyway, anyone watch the debate last night? Trump, Biden? I didn't stay up for that. Not after the last
one. No ways.
You know, for one,
I wouldn't lose 1 second of sleep for that man.
Well, for the first time ever, I purposefully woke up a little earlier to see what had happened and what had transpired. I'm pissed I woke up earlier because it was just non-eventful.
Right. Well, I'm getting feedback from people that it was actually a lot more constructive because they could mute the mics. So I think that maybe is a good way of going forward with these presidential debates. But by and large, it looks a whole lot less messy. And some interesting feedback on that debate, but we'll talk about that later on.
Yeah, the pieces that I watched, they were interjecting. I don't know if perhaps that was a little later on in the debate, but they were interjecting each other. It didn't seem like those mics were off. But it wasn't any big revelation or anything. It was everything that we expect to be covered and discussed with the press.
I heard in a really interesting interview with Megyn Kelly where she explained that when she hosts a debate and when she has been put in charge of presidential debates in the past, whether for Fox or NBC, she insists that she has control of the microphones and the cameras.
Okay, so when you say the mics could be muted, you mean the host could mute them?
Correct. So the moderator or the debate convener would be able to switch off someone's mic. In other words, they're not muted when they're not talking, but the debate coordinator can mute them. And she said that, for example, she's always understood that if you take the camera off someone and you switch off their mic, then they shut up pretty quickly. You get control pretty quickly. It's one of the reasons she likes to have that control. So that's interesting.
Why did she need control of the cameras?
Because if you take the camera off someone, then they shut up. You know, they don't have the attention. Bailey says, I don't think the debate changed the outcome of the election. Trump was very calm. And then Melissa says, going back to the Katleho story, if this is his ex, there must have been something that drove her over the edge, seeing that this was recorded months ago. Sia, a different Sia, not you, Sia, says, I cheat all the time and that's why I'm single. I lose interest really quickly. Ange says, I find it easy to stay faithful. My brain is not even wired to consider being unfaithful. Friends, husbands look like brothers to me. Is this biological or have I decided to live this way? I find I'm pretty happy. Well, good for you, because it means you can have those meaningful relationships without it being a strain. It just works for you. It's easy, you know. So well done to you. I mean, that's not the case for everybody. Let's get into some headlines this morning. Believe it or not, there are actually things going on. First of all, in Newcastle, a municipal worker is facing 3.1 million rand in a corruption charge, and she was released on 50,000 rand bail. Her name is Deirdre van Rooyen. She is in Newcastle. She's appeared in the Durban Commercial Crimes Court on fraud charges for 3.1 million rand. She allegedly manipulated the municipality's payroll system to loot the funds. Sure. You know, when people see that government money, they can't help themselves, eh? they just can't help themselves. They see that government money and they go, "Ooh, want me some of that?" Because it doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to the state, but actually it's all of our money. And then this is quite something. You remember that Dr. Abdullah Munshi, who was killed? Well, the family are demanding answers. They say they have not received any information on the progress of the investigation into his murder. He was gunned down in Orange Grove last month. He was out on bail on a culpable homicide charge. Remember, he was charged along with Peter Beale in relation to the death of Carnelink's Tobacco COO, Mohammed Syed's 10-year-old son. His family say they're concerned the case will disappear. You know, because the illegal tobacco people are not exactly the kind of people who would not plan an assassination. That's the inference. So let's see what happens. Sexual misconduct claims are coming from a Vaal High School and they're under investigation. The Gauteng Education Department has appointed a legal firm to investigate allegations of sexual misconduct against teachers and the principal at Vaal High School in Funderbijl Park. Apparently, what happened was that the GEE appointed a legal firm to investigate, and these claims only surfaced on social media last month. This is the place where the crimes come out now, as we've learned from Katlego's story this morning. So we'll see what happens there. In another story, this is from EWN, Guinea's president, that place. We were talking about this with Jean-Jacques Cornish on Tuesday morning. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, says he is set for a first-round election victory. A preliminary vote count has shown that after fresh clashes between security forces and opposition supporters disputing the poll, he looks like he's in the lead. Cities across West Africa have been plagued by violence that has left around 10 people dead since Monday. The violence follows a high-stakes presidential vote on Sunday, in which he ran for a very controversial, although on this continent not so much, third term. Only meant to be two terms, but he went for a third. Apparently, he is 82 years old, and he's the clear leader in the race. And we're worried about Joe Biden. This guy's 82 years old. Jesus. I mean, really, you've got to call it quits at some point. What is with these very old men who just cannot move on? And then, interesting, there's a COVID-related story. The U.S. has given full approval for antiviral remdesivir. Yeah, that's the drug. I think that's the one that Trump tried. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, said that the drug has cut the recovery time on average by 5 days during clinical trials. The actual commercial name is Veklury. It is the first treatment for COVID-19 to receive FDA approval. The WHO says this is based on its own study. It said last week remdesivir had little to no effect on the patient's survival, but the FDA have approved it, so there's something you can take if your doctor feels that you can have this drug that could treat you. It could make it easier for you to get over COVID. I found out in an interview that apparently Donald Trump's son, Barron, also had COVID. He was tested. Yeah. He was tested, and he was positive for it. But he obviously, because he's young, no effect. You know, he carried on with his life.
I think it's been a week, actually. I think it was last Thursday that the First Lady released a column or piece or article that she was chatting around. It was just like an update on her life and in her COVID journey. And part of it, she revealed that Barron had also tested positive.
Yeah. Well, as this is JJ, who says, as Canthan Pillay said, Twitter is used by a small proportion of users, but the media thinks it's representative of the entire population. So Katlego blowing up on Twitter may not mean anything to the rest of us. His ex probably is going through a different stage of grief and just hit the anger phase last night. Yeah, but this is why, because now all of us have this very dangerous tool in our hands. Yes, sis, you've got to be careful, man. If you use this when you're angry or when you're emotional, you can do damage that will last a very long time, not only to other people, but to yourself. Mm. And I'm telling you, we've only just in this last 10, maybe 12 years begun to understand how dangerous these things are. This thing is more dangerous than a gun. You can ruin your own life and other people's lives in an instant with that phone.
Also indicative of the times we live in and how things are reported on. I've actually had to flip my phone aside right now because I'm on a group with some people in the industry, some journalists, et cetera, et cetera. And of course now, the only thing that's just blowing up there is this whole cat story. And I look at, you know, these are people from various major publications and brands in this country and how they're providing information that is already skewed and that you how they'll go about spinning this. One person sent a screenshot of Monique, this is Cat's ex, a picture that she posted, and the caption is, men are what their mothers made them.
And these
now you see that they...
Oh, yeah. So they have their angle on this. But you know what drives me crazy is these are meant to be people who know a little bit better. Wait till it happens to them. They're going to expect everyone in that group to be considerate and kind and help them. But look at how they behave when it happens to someone else. People love gossip, hey?
And then someone else posts a picture of this Nikita who took a picture at a concert with some of the performers.
Yeah.
And then they say, well, she clearly has a thing for celebrities. She was at a concert.
Oh,
with
for God's sake. Let me tell
so
you
now
what.
He can be painted as this, well, she runs after famous people or something.
I hate that stuff. I really do. That is just awful. That just shows you how puerile so many people in the media business are. Jesus, this is terrible.
And it can happen, like you say, it can happen to you too. And you can easily say, yeah, but I don't cheat or I don't have an STD or this and this. It could happen in any form.
Yeah.
It could be some sensitive family information. Don't comment on it or don't surmise if you don't know.
No, I think it's very dangerous for anyone to hop on board something like this and, you know, to be morally superior, because you could be next. This could happen to you. You could be the cheater or you could be the one who's cheated on. Both get damaged by this kind of thing. You could also be the other person. Frankly, it's not her relationship. She could sleep with whoever she likes. And man, do you have to be careful of STDs? Jesus.
I feel like we're reaching the point in society where it's smarter and wiser to just post everything
either that. So you get it out before everybody else does, or
send out a massive apology in advance.
Dump a Hunter Biden laptop full of stuff and just see what happens. But either that, or you just don't ever get with anyone ever again. You just be alone forever.
These are my nudes. I once stole toffee when I was 7 years old from the tuck shop. Yes, I remember, you know, not parking legally once at the airport when I was picking up my mother. And I hate my cousin. There it is. Done.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's Velimpin Ndlovu says, so yesterday I saw the 6-year-old crying. I asked him why he's crying, saying he lost 2 rand. So I gave him 2 rand, but he continued crying, so I asked why. He then said, had he not lost his 2 rand, he would have had 4 rand now. I left him after realizing he behaves like the government of South Africa. That's so funny.
That's a powerful word. Means to have come from war.
Okay. This is great. Mpihleng says, oh, Papa G, Sfunukwazi, I'm here for the tea. Go back to the yellow fishnet fart that Leanne was talking about. Was she also carrying her sleeping Jesus to make that role play really good? It makes a threesome if she had the sleeping Jesus with her, right?
Well, you know, we were saying just getting everything out there might be good in advance.
Yeah.
that's kind of what I do here.
You do. You've covered your...
I'll tell you before anyone else can tell you, yeah. I'll tell you.
Absolutely. Jesus. Well, you know, this is also something that the Duke of Wellington did back in the 1800s, because someone threatened to publish the story of his affair. So he said, publish and be damned. And he just published it himself. He just told the whole story. And I think that also happened with Alexander Hamilton. Sivez just reminded me that Alexander Hamilton published the news of his affair in the Reynolds pamphlet before someone could extort money from him. So if anyone ever threatens to extort you, do that. I suppose that's one way of ruining their plans. And at the same time, you're admitting something and you're getting it off your chest. So it's almost like cathartic.
Yeah, and you can control the narrative and the context without someone else stuffing it up.
Yeah. I also think this idea of keeping evidence on a mobile device or keeping a file on your computer is just really, really dodgy. I think it's completely morally unconscionable. You don't do that. You just don't do that. You're not allowed to keep evidence of this kind of thing. It's horrible.
You've got to think of it as, what if I had to die tomorrow? What is on my devices that I wouldn't want people to see or have access to? And
as someone
like that.
As someone who has those tendencies, I'll admit you don't think like that.
Well, see,
you're thinking from a place of bitterness.
You mustn't.
The more people who die around you as you get older, Sia, you might change your mind. You realize it becomes like a real reality.
I don't know what to say about this. I mean, it's really, I think we've kind of run the gamut. Now let's get onto some other things, because there's plenty of other stuff going on. Apparently there's some, and this happens because of COVID. What is friendship fade?
So I don't know if you've noticed, you guys personally, if your relationships with certain friends have become a little less intense, if they've lost their edge.
You think so?
I mean, it's bound to happen because of the physical distance.
Yeah.
But, you know, and in the beginning we were really good with having these like online parties and weekly sessions of getting together, or having, you know, playing music, having a music night or a quiz night and that sort of thing. But now people are so over getting together on Zoom that, yeah, if you're not seeing your friends, then you might have lost touch with them.
I've seen a lot of my friends over lockdown. In fact, I've seen almost all of them. And I haven't had more than maybe 3 or 4 weekends through the whole of lockdown where I didn't see anybody. So I haven't experienced that at all.
So in Britain, for instance, a poll has revealed that a quarter of a people have no one that they can call a best friend.
Oh, really?
And nearly one in eight admitting to having no friends at all.
Hmm.
And that obviously the pandemic has had a lot to do with this.
But British people are so unfriendly. I'm not surprised they don't have any friends.
This is true. But I love this quote. Friendships are like a simmering pot of buttery risotto.
Oh, yeah.
They require a gradual seasoning of contact, stirring, and watchful eye in order to avoid unwanted stickiness. Some, like those with colleagues and friendly faces in your spin class, require a bit more elbow grease. Others, like those from school and university, need nothing more than a link to a YouTube video of dancing cats to be revitalized.
I don't know how to make risotto, so that whole metaphor meant nothing to me.
You can't leave the stove. You have to stir it.
Okay.
You can't leave the stove for half
an
hour.
In that case, it's true. Like, I think that's friendships require maintenance. And the ones, the people you really care about, you should be talking to at least every week and possibly more.
And also people's priorities have changed. You know, what's also a big thing, and I found this as well, is obviously due to everyone's different experience of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
we haven't all gone through the exact same thing.
No.
Some of us have survived completely. Some of us have lost jobs. We've had to sell our cars, downgrade homes. We may have lost a relative. We may have lost a relative to suicide.
That's right.
And so you almost can't identify with the person that much anymore.
Well,
or they may see you as attention seeking, or how can you not just get over this?
Well, listen to this. Ian says, hey guys, my company started retrenching people today. So some unfortunate people who I've grown really fond of over the last 4 years will be without work in the coming months. I know there are many out there in similar, even worse situations, but this has brought the COVID effects very close to home. And remember, this is what I spoke about in March when they started this lockdown. I said this is going to have consequences that will only be felt in October and November. Hey, who knows?
Even next year.
Correct. He says maybe even into the home. We'll see in due course. Anyway, what has been on my mind recently is that we're being backed into a corner with no escape. My usual plans B and C aren't available anymore. There's little likelihood of local employment opportunity, and I can't move around to search elsewhere. What is the government playing at? I mean, I don't subscribe to strict utilitarianism, but this is the complete opposite, the heaviest punishment for the most people. More and more, I'm starting to feel like the vulnerable must either look after themselves or be prepared to take one for the team. On some level, I feel bad even saying that, but enough already. Thanks for the show, guys. Huge fan, Ian. Yeah, Ian, listen, the ugliness is that when you run out of money and, you know, no one's immune from this.
That's a conflict a lot of people have been struggling with.
Big time. Big time. And then,
to get back to the friend thing on that, with that exact aspect, some people don't have money to go for lunch anymore or to go out for a night of drinking, you know.
Some people don't even have petrol money to go to each other's houses.
Yeah, exactly. And that's going to shift relationships that were steady before.
Well, here's Brendan. He says, morning, guys. Friendship fade is a real thing. I have experienced it, but now only the real friends lasted through this. Others fell away. So it has just confirmed what I always knew, who my real friends are. Suppose that's true. I think that's probably a realization some people never make. Hadmin says, I lost most of my close friends this year, including my best friend, a bit closer to the people at work because I worked through lockdown. And Pihleng saying, don't forget, please don't forget, says Pihleng. Sia shat his pants and admitted it on the show this week.
Up, Pihleng. Okay. Shut up. And what do you want? Here we are. We are talking about how you are just, you know, a story runs away with you and there's battle around it. So rather you must fess up and own up to things. I fess up and own up to things. And then you still hold me to task. Oh, come on.
That's so great. I do love that so much. Oh, man. Don't forget, Sia shat his pants. That's so good.
Oh, no.
I do love it. Oh, hang on. That wasn't Bihleng. That was Bradley. Yeah. Nice.
Sorry. Yeah, Bradley. Same thing to you.
All right. Very good. Lots of people saying that the sound is top-notch today, like everybody is in the studio. Yeah, except for Sia. His microphone's giving us some shit this morning. But nothing we can't handle, you know. We're professionals. We can put this together no matter what. All right, Anushka says, morning, everybody. It's a gorgeous day. It's going to be a great weekend. Yes, that's very nice. Good for you, Anushka. Very positive and optimistic. Janet says, I have a small circle of close friends. I'd say about 10 of us. Then I have many friends and then acquaintances. Our close circle have all stayed in contact and are as tight as ever. Maybe those who fall along the wayside were not meant to continue along the friendship journey. I've always believed that true friendships stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. That is true. If I think about the people I was friends with at university, there are a few of them that I'm still friends with, a handful. And a lot of people have dropped off along the way. And I mean, I'll still hear from them occasionally, but they're certainly not friends. They're not in my life all the time. And that is what happens. You know, you even have that in much closer relationships, not just friendships. But you could have had an ex when you were in your 20s and you were inseparable. And now you don't even think about each other very much. It happens. It does happen.
Yeah, I also believe in ebbs and flows with any sort of relationship. You know, your sibling, your friend. Mm. You know, there are moments or phases where you might be super, super close. And then there might be where you slightly drift apart. And in a couple of years, you reconnect again. So, I mean, we all have these peaks and troughs.
Yeah, you just got to manage it, I suppose. That's the difficult part is you've got to kind of prioritize. And some people are worth putting in the effort for. Like, I know there are some people who, even if they're busy, they'll make time to see me or to speak to me. And there are other people who, if I don't make the effort, nothing happens. And those people, you kind of do realize when times get tough who you can actually rely on and who the people are who make a difference to your life and who you when you're with them, you feel better and your energy goes up. And then there are those people who, when you're with them, it feels like a drain. You just have no energy. You're exhausted by the end of the day. You every time you're with them, it feels like they are pulling the energy out of you. Those people you need to move away from ASAP, because especially when times are tough, they will finish you. you'll be left in pieces at the end of that. And
finish him.
Finish him. Mortality. Exactly. Fatality.
Do you guys ever have to like end friendships? And how do you end a friendship?
I've
ended a few.
You've ended them dramatically because I just let them fade away.
Yeah, I've had a few dramatic endings.
Give me an example.
Like some involving screaming in the street.
Woo!
And
really?
Really? Some that I can't remember. Some that I just can't remember how they ended. Like there was a drunken conversation or screaming match and they remembered, but I didn't. And they've gone on to just become bitter and, you know, twisted. So I was actually remembering the other day, a friend of, I love that
that terminology, bitter and twisted. It's yeah. So good. Yeah.
I was remembering the other day, I was 17 when I started varsity, and one of my friends had a boyfriend that she met at varsity, and she never told me about it. She was my best friend. And I said, well, I just don't think we can see each other anymore. And I ended that relationship.
That's pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had like real awful friendships, you know, kind of end dramatically. I mean, again, there might've been awkward, drunken conversations, and then we just don't speak to each other for a while after that. But really, most of the time, it's just people's lives move on. You know, some people get married, some people move to another place, some people take up a job that keeps them too busy for them to be part of the old friendship circles. And sometimes that person is you. You just got to accept it and deal with it, because life is not predictable, and you can't always have things the way that you want them. This has taken me a long time to figure out. Like, you can't always arrange people like a chessboard around you. You can't put them in places and set them up like Lego men and expect them to stay in your life in those places. They have to, they're autonomous creatures. They can decide for themselves when it's time to move on, when they have other priorities.
So, Gareth, you've never sent out like a group message going, "Hi, so-and-so, after much thought, consideration, and prayer, I have found that you are not a fit friend for
me." Oh, hell no. No, no, no. But you've done that?
No, I've never.
Oh, wow.
Leanne, I've heard you sent a message like that.
Sure.
No, I haven't.
Sia, who's watching us live this morning, Sia says, "Best way to end a friendship is to sleep with his girlfriend."
Let's not go that far.
This is pretty amazing. Dr. Robin says, "I'm going away with my two best friends from grade one this weekend. They live in Cape Town. I'm in East London, and we usually see each other 3 to 4 times by this time of year. So I can't wait to catch up. We all improved our communication channels through lockdown." That's amazing. See, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's the other thing. You know, being on a certain WhatsApp group can keep a friendship alive.
Tose or Toes says, I have battled depression and been in a dark place because my mom died. I'm struggling to connect to people, so my friends feel distant, but I know they will be there eventually. Yeah, but sometimes you have to reach out to them because they want to help, but they don't know whether they can get involved or not. You know, they're not going to come and interfere in your life. And if they know that you're grieving and you're having a tough time, some of them will break through, but you're going to have to pull them in when you need them. Vuzi says, morning, guys. This is out of topic, but Sia, did you see how gorgeous Adele looked on the Saturday Night Live show? Damn.
No, I haven't seen yet.
Well, it's some promo stuff that she's done. Saturday Night Live on a Saturday night, so it will be tomorrow. But, you know, all of the photos that we've seen of slimmed down Adele have been like her at home or, you know, on her Instagram. Now put in those Hollywood makeup artists and hairstylists. She looks like a Kardashian, I'd have to say. Let me give you the details that matter.
Yeah.
She's wearing like some velvety top with like cleavage. So you see firm breastises.
Excellent. Excellent.
Shimmering. She has one of those shimmering products on her chest.
So and no cultural appropriation in terms of her hairstyle. She hasn't got like dreadlocks or anything to upset the black community.
Long, flowy hair.
Okay, good.
Is her hair still red?
No, it's like this ombre something.
What is ombre?
Goes from dark to light. It's basically the hairstyle that we've all developed during lockdown.
Wow.
With your roots coming out and then fading into your colored hair.
And she has these long fingernails now. Manicured tips. She's put together. She really is put together.
Wow. Here's an interesting point being made by Carl. He says, Leanne's professional radio voice creates this facade that she's posh, but actually she's quite uncouth, shouting in the street. I mean, really. All right, it's 7 o'clock. We'll come back in a minute or two with a whole lot more.
We're all human.
Yeah, we're all human. Good for you, Leanne. You be as uncouth as you want. All right, when we come back, we will take your calls and thoughts and ideas. You can message us on 0797-482090. You can watch us live, and you can listen to us live this morning. You can also catch the podcast later on, and let us know what you're up to. You know, we don't just talk about our lives and Katlego, my boy's life. We're going to talk about your life, too. Let's find out what's going on.
CliffCentral.com